Where are you going? Bernard, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
The 45th president of the United States got impeached.
Hear us news, Trump, we condemn, we're here to say Trump is guilty for obstructing, quid pro quo in power abuse, must cut him loose.
Bing.
Articles 2, that's
Bong.
Just a few,
Bing.
There's more to add,
Bong.
That makes him bad. Cheats on his wife, also second wife, and the third wife. Merry Trump impeachment,
Bing, 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 Bong.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray, look out on a summer's day, with eyes that know the darkness of the sea.
Time. There is nothing in the world that we can do to stop the time.
wind. You know, I know windmills very much. I've studied it better than anybody. I know it's very expensive. They're made in China and Germany mostly. Very few made here, almost none. But they're manufactured. Tremendous, if you're into this, tremendous fumes, gases are spewing into the atmosphere. You know, we have a world, right? So the world is tiny compared to the universe. So tremendous, tremendous amount of fumes in everything. You talk about the carbon footprint. Fumes are spewing into the air, right? Spewing. Whether it's in China, in Germany, it's going into the air, it's our air, their air, everything, right? So they make these things, and then they put them up. And if you own a house with a vision of some of these monsters, your house is worth 50% of the price. They're noisy. They kill the birds. You want to see a bird graveyard? Here you just go. Take a look. A bird graveyard? Go under a windmill someday. You'll see more birds than you've ever seen ever in your life. You know, in California, they were killing the bald eagle. If you shoot a bald eagle, they want to put you in jail. A windmill will kill many bald eagles. It's true. And you know what? After a certain number, they make you turn the windmill off. That's true. They make you turn it off. And yet, if you killed one, they put you in jail. That's okay. Why is it okay for these windmills to destroy the bird population? And that's what they do. I'll tell you another thing about windmills. And I'm not, look, I like all forms of energy. And I think really, they're okay in industrial areas like you have an industrial plant, you put up a windmill. You know, it's a and sometimes they're made by different companies. You know, I'm like a perfectionist. I really build good stuff. So you'll see like a few windmills made by one company, General Electric. And then you'll see a few made by Siemens. And you'll see a few made by some other guy who doesn't have 10 cents. So you see all these windmills. They're all different shades of color. They're like sort of white, but one's like an orange, white. It's my favorite color, orange. You know, they start to get tired. Oh, you got to replace them. A lot of times people don't replace them. They need massive subsidy from the government in order to do it. No, we're doing it right. We're doing it right. And, you know, our numbers environmentally right now are better than they've ever been. Because I'm an environmentalist. I am. I want the cleanest water on the planet. I want the cleanest air anywhere.
North Pole, Santa speaking. Well, Timmy, unfortunately, even Santa can't reverse the effects of global warming. But, okay, Boomer. You listen here, Timmy. I'm 800 years old. Hold on. Merry Christmas. This is Santa.
Hello, Crooked Kringle.
Oh. Hello, Mr. President.
How's Christmas going? On schedule, I trust.
Well, we didn't know there was going to be such a high demand for Baby Yodas or nutmeg-flavored vape pens. It's really taking a toll on our Rudolph power supply.
Santa, vaping kills!
I'm stressed. We could really use that plutonium that Congress approved for Rudolph's nose.
It's coming.
Wonderful. When can we expect...
I would like you to do me a favor, though.
Breaking news! On the 42nd day of impeachment, my true love gave to me a second whistleblower.
I was in Santa's office when the phone call took place. And what I heard shook me to my candy-coated core. Listen.
I would like you to do me a favor, though.
Uh-oh.
I need you to send me the naughty and nice lists.
And why do you need that?
I need dirt on Joe Biden.
After this bombshell revelation, lawmakers are now demanding a naughty, full release. of the list, the naughty list. Help me, Anderson.
I'm calling on Santa Claus to testify before Congress on Christmas Eve.
Who is this Santa Claus to tell us what's naughty, what's nice? I mean, who among us hasn't, for the sake of argument, helped a good friend bury a body?
Maybe Santa wants to protect the naughty list so bad because he's on it. Have you thought about that, Wolf? Santa's broken into millions of houses. Watergate was one hotel.
Those full of love of lousy bums.
So now we gotta give those mother jinglers the list?
Oh, no, Gumdrop. The eternal spirit of niceness gave us that list to protect at all costs. It's one of the top three Christmas commandments. Thou shalt keep Black Friday sacred and give 20 to 40% off all merchandise. Thou shalt stand under the mistletoe and give your sweetie a big sloppy wet one. Thou shalt protect the list.
Well, then what do we do, Santa?
We just keep doing our job and trust that Congress will do theirs. Oh, f***.
Rudy, the red nose lawyer, came to get the naughty list.
Rudy? How did you get here so fast?
Beats me! I butt-dialed an Uber and blacked out!
He's a very great crime fighter. He was probably the greatest crime fighter over the last 50 years.
Won't stop giving the kind of legal help that got Trump impeached. In fact, he just got back from yet another trip to Ukraine and has been all over the media pushing increasingly convoluted conspiracy theories about the Biden family and Ukraine. But Rudy swears his Ukraine trip wasn't a political hit job against the Bidens.
You looked into Ukraine because Biden was running for president.
Complete lie. I looked into Ukraine because it was thrown at me.
It makes sense, yeah. It was thrown at him. I believe that, because every time I see him on TV, I want to throw something at him. Trump was fully on board with Rudy's fiction-finding mission. Reportedly, the moment that Rudy landed, Trump called him to ask, "What did you get?" And Rudy replied, "More than you can imagine."
More than I can imagine? So, a 21-piece McNuggets?
We have no idea who else Rudy may have been talking to lately, and neither does he, because he's also been making multiple butt dials to reporters. I'm not surprised Rudy dials with his butt. That is where most of his best ideas come from. We'll be hearing more about Rudy's conspiracy tour of Ukraine because he's been putting together both a 20-page report and a documentary series. I can't wait to see what's in there, and I won't have to wait because joining us right now, live via satellite, is the president's personal lawyer, Rudolph Giuliani. Mayor Giuliani, it's good to see you again, Mr. Mayor.
Complete lie! Sorry, that's a reflex. Good to see you too, Stephen.
Now, Mr. Giuliani, today's impeachment vote happened in large part because of your dealings with Ukraine. So why did you travel there to dig up even more conspiracies about the Bidens?
Stephen, all I can say is I have reason to believe that not only did Hunter Biden try to rig the 2016 election, he also rigged the 2016 Olympics and the 2016 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. Blake Shelton was unconstitutionally slimed.
Well, I'll take your word for it. Now, I have to ask about a damning statement you made this week. Did you really admit to reporters that you pushed Trump to fire the ambassador to Ukraine because she was standing in your way?
Of course I said that, Stephen. I can say, I say everything. But you can't prove that I meant it. Scientists have never established a credible link between my brain and my mouth.
Okay, I understand that. But sir, by the way, where are you right now? It looks like you're back in Ukraine.
Stephen, I can't disclose my location. It would jeopardize the secret mission I'm currently on here in Ukraine. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a meeting with a high-level consultant. A good meeting. Let's have a follow-up.
Mr. Mary, are you really drinking?
A complete lie! I'm merely uncovering evidence. Now, let's get to the bottom of this.
Okay, well, speaking of evidence, you said you found more than you can imagine. Can you share any of it right now?
Oh, Stephen, that would be a disaster! So here we go. I discovered some explosive evidence hidden inside a trash can near Burisma headquarters. Look at this. Aha!
Okay, that looks like a half-eaten tuna sandwich.
Exactly. I've analyzed the bite marks and now have reason to believe that Hunter Biden can transform into a cat. Complete lie!
I'm sorry, is there something wrong with your eyes?
No. They're trying to escape my head so they don't have to testify before Congress. They've seen too much.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I'm over here. Can you hear my voice? Okay, there you go. Okay, Mr. Mayor, given today's impeachment vote, do you still think that there's any way that... I'm sorry, I'm getting a phone call. It says it's from you.
Oh, no. No! No, that's a butt dial. Don't answer it! My butt has been turned against me by the Bidens!
What does that mean?
My butt has been working behind my back! No. It's been calling reporters without my permission. You need to believe me. My butt is a constant source of leaks.
I believe you. I won't pick it up.
No, wait. Do pick it up. But don't tell my butt you're talking to me.
Okay. Hello?
Well, what's he saying? Anything about the Bidens?
No, nothing. It's just some muffled noise.
Of course, that guy's a drunken ass.
Now, by the power vested in me, hand over that lid.
Or what?
Or Frosty gets put on ice.
Don't give it to him, Santa.
You're gonna rip off your chestnuts
and roast him.
Okay, Rudy, you'll get the list.
Belly is bowl of jelly. Welcome, Santa.
Here it is, Rudy. Be sure to check it twice.
Sure, whatever. See ya! That sugar plum sucking bastard is gonna use the naughty and nice list for naughtiness.
Not tonight, Gumdrop. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back to our Christmas Eve impeachment coverage. Still no sign of jolly old Saint Nick. This despite the milk and cookies set at his testimony table with care.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, but if Santa won't be joining us tonight, I have some entries I'd like to submit. From the naughty and nice list.
Come, Dasher! How's that entrance, Gumdrop? Santa Claus is coming in hot.
Going as fast as we can, Santa!
This thing's a little heavy!
Who should be on the naughty list but Joe Biden?
Eddie... Steady. Just like when you got Bin Laden, Kringle.
And so, I think we can all agree this proved once and for all there was no...
Quid pro ho ho ho!
Santa!
Order. Mr. Chair, that's my list. Foolish you have been, Rudy.
Now, just hold on a minute, Mr. Kringle.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Kringle.
Order, order. Would the rosy-cheeked gentleman from the North Pole please submit for the record President Trump's actual entry from the naughty list?
Respectfully, Mr. Chairman, What's the point? I mean, do you really think it will help? Well, he told you every naughty thing he ever did, and you still elected him president.
Yeah, he said he was gonna grab women by the
pudding!
Yes, very naughty. And that's why I'm here today, right? On Christmas Eve, to tell you who's been naughty? Well, I won't. Because the more we talk about naughtiness, the more it can seem like the only thing left that exists. And so, Mr. Chairman, I would like to submit something for the record. The following entries from the nice list. Lindsey Graham, November 1961. Little Lindsey sat next to a boy at lunch who also had no friends. Remember how that felt, Lindsey?
Yes. It felt good. Feeling good feels good. I want to live, Clarence.
And here's one from Rudy Giuliani. Oh, Rudy, our red-nosed lawyer. In September 2001, Rudy was an inspiration to an entire nation. Remember that, Rudy?
Someone remembered I used to be nice. It's a Christmas miracle. God bless us, everyone.
And finally, Donald Trump. I got nothing. But, Mr. President, there's still time. Why, you've got a whole year left to resign.
Initiate drone strike on Santa Claus. Authorization code 1, 2, 3.
Global warming's real, you science Scrooge!
And so, ask not who's been naughty to you, ask who you can be nice to!
Now that President Trump has been impeached, his supporters on Fox News are pushing hard to dismiss it. Here to comment on that is Fox News personality Jeanine Pirro.
To my Christian friends, I want to say Merry Christmas. And to all you Jewish and Muslim folks out there, I said Merry Christmas.
Okay. Ms. Pirro, you don't have to yell so loudly. I'm right here.
Sorry, Colin. Mom only speaks with the same volume as a woman who's just lost her child in the Mall of America. Casey! Casey!
Gina, I hate to ask you this, but are you drunk?
Oh, Colin, please. I just had a glass of wine with dinner.
Okay, and then what'd you have for dinner?
Two bottles of wine.
Yeah, see, that sounds like a lot.
Well, I've been celebrating, Colin. Donald Trump has the deep state on the run. These FBI traitors thrive in the dark. But President Trump has turned on the light, and now they're scattering like little cucarachas. Ay-yi-yi!
So you're not at all worried that this trial's gonna hurt the president?
Oh, please, Colin, Devin Nunes is gonna give him hell. And that's Nunes, it's Portuguese. So no enye, comprende esse? That portly Portuguese copy is gonna blow the lid on this whole impeachment hoax. Oh, mama.
Yeah. Well, actually, Devin Nunes has been accused of meeting with Russian operatives.
What?
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
sorry, Colin. I've got a bit of a winter tickle in my throat.
Winter tickle?
So winter
threw up a gallon of wine.
Well, then I made some room for a little aperitif.
You're going back to drinking?
Don't worry, Colin, it's a little dessert wine. It's to celebrate the end of this impeachment, which is only helping President Trump.
Well, I hate to point this out, but Fox News' own poll shows that 54% of people now want Trump impeached.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.